Welcome to VG Buzz, your daily source for gaming news, brought to you by Element Fun.
Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 a month at Element FM and amplify your voice. Now let's get to the news. Today we're shining a spotlight on Shack News, a premier destination that's more than just a gaming news site. It's a vibrant community hub for players everywhere. At Shack News, users can create free accounts to connect with fellow enthusiasts, share insights, and keep their finger on the pulse of the latest gaming trends and releases. That aspect of community engagement is shaping the way we interact with the games and the gamers we love. Speaking of trending topics, let's start with what's making waves: Nintendo's new pricing adjustments for its original Switch models, set to take effect on August 3, 2025. The upcoming price increase is a response to rising production costs, including tariffs and supply chain challenges that continue to impact the entire tech industry. While dedicated fans might brace for the hike, there's growing concern that less frequent gamers, especially casual players who shop for deals, will find accessibility more challenging as a result. On the other hand, Nintendo's momentum is undeniable as the newly launched Switch 2 smashes expectations, racking up over 6 million sales globally in just 7 weeks. To put it in perspective, the original Switch has sold an astonishing 153.10 million units since its 2017 debut, illustrating the franchise's incredible market reach. Nintendo's robust software lineup, with exclusive titles and anticipated sequels, is set to help offset any negative ripples from the Switch price bump. But Nintendo isn't just conquering consoles, they're winning hearts with must-have LEGO collaborations too. This year has seen a surge in high-profile LEGO kits inspired by classic Nintendo franchises, like the Super Mario, Prince Florian, and Castle Bowser set, which clocks in at a whopping 1,251 pieces and is priced at 100. Another standout is the Animal Crossing Blathers Museum Collection, 543 pieces of creative joy, retailing for $80. These builds are designed to delight collectors and gamers of all ages, and the buzz suggests they'll sell out almost instantly. Now, let's look at game sales and what's fueling the Switch's ongoing success. Outstanding releases like Mario Kart World, which has already sold over 5.63 million copies in its debut month. Blockbusters like Pokemon Scarlet and Violet reinforce Nintendo's commitment to delivering fresh, high-quality titles that keep players coming back for more. Meanwhile, on the competitive front, Valorant's latest round of cosmetic updates has ignited debate. Players want more than fresh skins and are calling for bold innovation. Valorant's evolving content shows how crucial it is for developers to listen to community feedback, as passionate fans drive the heartbeat of the games they play. Another series under the spotlight, Battlefield. Battlefield 6 is set to launch on October 10th, and anticipation is sky high for its 9 new maps, revamped class system, and a novel Battle Royale mode that promises to shake up classic franchise mechanics. But it's not all roses. Fans were left disappointed with confirmation that Battlefield 6 won't be making its way to Switch 2, ending hopes for fresh cross-platform skirmishes. Eager players can get a taste during the Battlefield 6 beta, starting August 7th, which opens access to a range of action-packed maps and modes, with a lucky few getting early access. Speaking of players driving innovation, the modding community continues to elevate gaming experiences in unexpected ways. Just look at the never-ending parade of clever Skyrim mods. Latest highlights include reimagined guard dialogues that blend humor, memes, and pop culture nods into every town visit. Over in Stalker and Escape from Tarkov, player-made modifications are boosting enjoyment, adding everything from streamlined mechanics to challenging survival twists. Newcomers like Diaspora and Oolite are further proof of the creative energy in the scene, drawing inspiration from titans like Elite Dangerous and Star Citizen. These projects remind us how collaboration and experimentation can give classic genres new life, something even major studios are noticing and encouraging more often. Meanwhile, indie darling Esophagize continues to make waves as a quirky platformer on the Switch, championing diverse modes and crowd-pleasing minigames. Community-driven events are also redefining long-running online worlds, with Star Wars, the Old Republic's engagement initiatives, leading to a renaissance in player participation and storytelling. Not to be outdone, the ever-popular Minecraft remains a cultural touchstone by delivering thoughtful seasonal content that keeps both veterans and newcomers invested. The conversation wouldn't be complete without mentioning collectibles and cultural milestones, like Square Enix's Final Fantasy Pixel Remaster Charms, which are flying off shelves on waves of nostalgia. These small tokens reinforce community connection, reminding us that gaming is as much about shared experiences and memories as it is about high scores or next-gen visuals. Tech giants like Sony aren't sitting still either. The company's new data compression technology promises smoother downloads and cloud integration for the future PlayStation 6. And mobile games are pushing boundaries, with indie oddities such as A Game About Digging a Hole demonstrating innovation in bite-sized, accessible play. Shifting to recent releases, the sci-fi adventure Mutropolis has captured attention for its clever storytelling and puzzle design, earning high marks from critics and players alike. The horizon for new titles looks especially bright after the latest Nintendo Direct. We're bracing for exciting arrivals. Monster Hunter Stories 3, Twisted Reflection, slated for 2026, is expected to expand the series in surprising ways. The Witcher franchise returns with new entries, promising fans a deeper dive into beloved lore and characters. Elsewhere, market shifts and community celebrations abound, with Pokemon Go's Shadow Pokemon event stirring up nostalgia and renewed catch frenzies. The recent merger of Summoner's War with Tekken 8 spotlights the growing trend of collaborative content, while Guild Wars 2 preps for its Visions of Eternity expansion, coming October 28th, 2020. Reflecting on milestones, Shack News recently marked the 25th episode of their Pizza Pixel podcast, a celebration that's been fueling community discussion around the memories that shape our gaming journeys. Now, let's run down the list of most anticipated new titles and their standout features, starting with Onogurashi no Niwa from Nippon Ichi Software, launching July 30th, 2026 in Japan. It invites players to immerse themselves in rural life simulations, taking on seasonal activities, fostering relationships, and diving into the rhythms of village traditions. Next up is Battlefield 6, set for October 10th, which returns to its roots with a focus on teamwork, a dynamic campaign, advanced movement, and even dramatic rescue mechanics, like dragging teammates to safety under fire. Phantasy Star Online 2 is ready to keep fans invested with its upcoming mini-episode on August 6th, adding fresh quests, inventive mechanics, and storylines that deepen character arcs. October will also deliver the much-anticipated Dragon Quest 1 and 2 HD 2D remake, fusing beloved classic gameplay with state-of-the-art graphics that both new and lifelong fans can appreciate. Persona 3 Reload lands in October on Switch 2, boasting refined visuals and innovative systems that breathe new energy into its iconic RPG roots. Looking further ahead, December 2025 brings us Octopath Traveler Zero, the next HD 2D RPG set to enchant genre lovers. PC gaming fans, look out! Mafia, the old country recently revealed its spec sheet, underscoring a commitment to rich visuals and robust performance. And on the rumor front, speculation is swirling about a potential Assassin's Creed Black Flag remaster after a cryptic interview from actor Matt Ryan. Ubisoft's reaction has been circumspect, sparking debate among fans. Stepping back, it's clear today's gaming industry is defined by dynamic changes, from next-level tech advancements to pricing pivots, from community-driven modding to landmark podcast episodes. This moment is shaped as much by innovation and business moves as by the stories and friendships we make along the way. Shaq News stands out as a platform committed to bringing these stories together, empowering every gamer, from first-timers to lifelong fans, with vital updates and in-depth perspectives. If there's one takeaway, it's that gaming's future is being written every day at the intersection of creativity, technology, and community. So stay tuned, stay connected, and celebrate each new release and milestone with us here at VG Buzz. That's all for today's episode. Checkpoint cleared. Thanks, and catch us tomorrow in your favorite podcast app.